Details, please. Details on the teacher reform.
So, details. Again, we do have an agreement. That agreement was just shared with our caucus. I will give you details, a 30,000-foot version, right now if I can. First, let me say this again. I truly believe, and then I'm going to explain this, that this ultimately is going to be a better provide a better retirement option for our teachers. It's going to protect taxpayers because, most importantly, we will stop digging this hole, which has been one of our top priorities as we've been working on this. So all that to say, under this new plan, and we will start hearings on this at 8:15 tomorrow morning in the Education Committee.
At what time?
8:15. You're going to have to get up early, bud. Sorry.
Oh, my God. That is way early for
that,
us.
Or you're going to have to send John. So
that's an idea. Thank you.
But all that to say, so under this new plan, it would create two options, if you will. One would be a DC or defined contribution. It's going to be a 7% match, just like every other state employee and legislators currently receive. So I believe this is going to be a much better option for teachers. Then there will be a new hybrid plan, a de-risked plan, if you will, that will have a 50-50 cost sharing amongst employees and the employer, if that's what the employee chooses, as well as the assumed rate of return on the investments will be set at 6%. The current return rate on investment, as you know, in the current pension fund has been 8%, and I believe that's what's really gotten us in a lot of this trouble over the past 20 years. So it will be a de-risked, if you will, hybrid option. So when the teacher goes in, they will have two options available to them. One will be the DC 7% match, as well as a new hybrid.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Let me make this clear too. There will also be a trigger provision, as you guys have been reporting. There will be a trigger provision in the new hybrid plan that essentially says if the plan dips below 85% funded, then it will be shut down.
85%?
85%.
What's the time period on that? 3 years?
2 years.
Is there any provision that there has to be a certain level of funding that the legislature or the governor has to fund this plan to make sure it's solvent?
Well, right now, again, it's ensuring that this new hybrid plan is 85% funded.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is couldn't a future legislature set this thing up for failure by just simply not funding it?
Well, if they do, it gets shut down.
Right.
If that's what they do, it gets shut down. I'm not going to predict or get into what maybe a future legislature would do. It's going to be difficult to tie their hands. You know, all we can control is what we can control now.
Speaker, a bill is going to be publicly available today?
John, I don't believe it
will be. Will the public have any chance to see this legislation before a public hearing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.?
They will see it tomorrow morning.
So they'll see it, what, a minute before the hearing?
They will see it tomorrow morning. We will have hearings on this.
Hearings more than one, or... Speaker, you promised that this was going to get a fair public vetting. These bills are not yet public, and there's a committee hearing scheduled at 8:15. Is that a fair public vetting for
and
these bills?
Yes, and I told you that would happen. There will be hearings tomorrow. Again, this deal was just signed off on within the last hour. I've just gone in, I've shared this with my caucus, and now I'm sharing the details between you guys.
Why rush a public hearing, though, when nobody's had a chance to see the bills?
I don't believe that this is rushing it. I believe we're setting this as soon as we can so that we can have a proper vetting and proper hearing.
Will this be the only hearing on it tomorrow?
That's going to be left up to my committee chair.
Whose committee is this going to be in?
It's an education. It's Rep. Kelly's. Yep.
What about the budget? What kind of changes do you think are going to need to be made to the budget to get it to the governor's satisfaction?
Well, we have a budget agreement. The two appropriations chairs, if you will, are ironing out some details as we speak right now. So I can't get into too many details on that. What I can say is this. As you know, the House and the Senate set aside $400-some-odd million to address this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is going to be a big win for House Republicans. When these numbers come out and you see them, you are going to see that there will be a substantial debt payment that will be made. There is going to be more money spent on infrastructure, which was a top priority for us, as well as, and I'm sorry, I just
rainy day fund?
BSF payment, just like we made in our first pass budget. The numbers may be a little bit different, but there will be a substantial BSF payment.
Do you have numbers for that, those deposits?
Those details are being ironed out, but we will know those very soon.
Somewhat less than what the governor asked for? $20 million and $270,
$260? I'm not going to get into the details of those specific numbers. Again, what I can tell you is at this point is that there will be a substantial debt payment made on MIPSRS. Again, there will be a BSF payment as well as spending on infrastructure, which, again, all three of these have been a top priority for House Republicans.
Are MIPSRS and the budget going to go along side by side, or are you going to hold on to the budget until MIPSRS goes all the way through?
Our goal, we're working on both of those simultaneously, so my goal is to get them both wrapped up at the same time.
Was the good jobs package part of the price for poker for the governor to
I'm not going to get into negotiations or details on things that happen behind closed doors.
That's disappointing.
Speaker, what sort of changes are being made to the hybrid? This is a new hybrid plan that would be the option?
Yes, this is a new hybrid. So this will not affect the old or the current hybrid that's currently there, other than the fact that it will not be available anymore to new hires. So again, the big issue with this new hybrid is to ensure that it's de-risked. Again, that 6% is going to be huge. Also, the trigger provision to ensure that it stays funded. If at any point it drops below the 85% two consecutive years, it will be shut down.
What about employee contributions?
50-50. Employee-employer. If they choose that option, it will be a 50-50 contribution.
Up to what?
So that's a larger employer contribution than the current.
I believe so. I don't want to give you an answer to that without knowing specifically.
But do you think that teachers are going to like this, like the teachers union? Should the education community embrace the reforms that you guys are going to be coming out with?
I believe they should, because, again, this is going to give them a much better defined contribution option. It's going to give them a retirement that's going to be portable, one that they can take with them. One of my biggest gripes about the current system, how it affects teachers, is this 10-year vesting. This is going to be, again, it's going to be a much better defined contribution system that they can opt into on day one. I also want to make clear, too, that this plan is not going to affect any current teachers other than positive. And this is another part of the plan that we're just now starting to make public. Those teachers that are in the DC plan now, they will immediately, once this goes into effect, start receiving that 7% option like every other state employee.
That is the one thing that affects.
Yes. Yes. So the only when I say it affects current teachers, it affects them for the positive. There is not one current teacher currently in the system that is going to be affected in the negative.
That seems like that would cost the state a bit more money, though, wouldn't it?
Well, ultimately, overall, and as we look down the road, the biggest cost is continuing to dig this hole. And what this plan does is it ensures that we are no longer going to dig this hole. We'll stop the digging.
Do you have the numbers yet on how much these changes will cost?
We are finalizing those right now.
And the 50-50 contribution, that would be up to what percent of someone's pay if they decided to go?
Kathy, I don't have that off the top of my head. We can get that to you. Okay.
What was your caucus's first blush reaction to this new MIPSRS plan?
I think it was relief. I think it was joy, happiness, if you will, the fact that we've reached a deal on this. I mean, guys, I was in the room with Governor John Engler last night. He came to the Clinton Ingham County Lincoln Day, and we had a forum, and I had the opportunity to interview him. And when I talked to him about his biggest regret during his 12 years as governor, it was coming up two votes short on fixing this problem when they tried to resolve it nearly 20 years ago. This is big. This is monumental for our state. This was my top priority when I was elected Speaker of the House back in November. It is a top priority for our caucus, and the fact that we have both leaders and the governor on board, ready and willing to fix this problem that has been eluding us for over 20 years, this is a big deal for our state.
So do you want to vote on this on Thursday? Is the goal to get these bills out of either chamber this week so you guys can wrap up next week?
We're gonna march forward.
And have you determined that both the House and the Senate bills are the same thing for the?
Yes. The language, the agreement, the language in both bills or the subs that you're going to see coming, exact same language. The agreement is the same for both.
And Speaker, the 85% trigger, you said 2 years out. What does that mean, 2 years out?
2 years in terms of
it had to be
in terms of calculating,
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Are you telling people to bring their pillows on Thursday?
Well, I would tell all of you. My hope is that we're out of here at a decent time on Thursday. But I would tell all of you bring your pillows. because I am prepared for staying as long as we need to ensure that we fix this problem that's been eluding us for the past 20 years, as well as getting a budget passed.
Okay. I'll bring my pillow.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. All right.